I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what's going on in your life you want to share with The Burt Show? And we'll try to get you guys some advice. In this case, the boss wants to hang out with the employees on the weekends. The only problem here is the employees hate the boss. So is there a sly way to try to get out of it without hurting your career? Mo's got the email.
Dear Burt Show, I've got an awkward situation I'd be interested in getting some feedback on. I work for a fairly small company, and my boss is an ultra-pretentious, condescending a-hole. Mm. I do not usually credit this to him, being a Brit, but if you hear how frequently he says things like, "That would never happen in Britain," or "I wish I lived in Britain again," it's the bed he made for himself. And don't let the door hit you on the way out.
So they're saying, just go already, all right? You're talking so much about it. You're not stuck here. Get a passport. Leave.
He's chased away several good people already as a result of his condescension and lack of encouragement and support. He found out recently that I mountain bike. For the next several weeks, he came into my office asking for my opinions on bikes, components, etc. Temper all this by adding that he also wants to fit this mountain bike with a bike seat or his nearly two-year-old. When I mountain bike, I do it with close friends and people I want to spend time with, or by myself so I can enjoy some alone time. But of course, this jerk is trying to invite himself on our rides. I'm torn. Do I invite him on a real hard ride with buddies and ride his ass into the dirt once and for all?
That's a great idea.
Or continue to make excuses why our schedules don't match up. While the biggest part of me is to take him on a very difficult ride, my fear is he'll be challenged and want to continue to come so he can improve and keep up. Not to mention, I don't want to spend a single minute wasting the time I love with friends on him. Into the dirt or continue to avoid. Cheerfully, glad to be an American.
I don't know about you guys, but it's not that hard to keep putting off like friends that not even friends or acquaintances that don't want to hang necessarily with you either all that much. So there's almost like this fake dance that goes on, like, okay, you know what? Next week is our week. And then your friend says it also, but you both really kind of know like it's not going to happen. It almost sounds like this is the situation, unless the boss is getting like really aggressive about hanging out.
Yes. And it feels like the boss has gotten aggressive, which I don't understand. I mean, take the Britain out of it. Why people can't get the hint? Like, let it go.
Mm.
Give up. They don't want to hang out with you, and that's okay. And move on. So if I were him, no, I wouldn't hang out with the boss because I see nothing good coming of it. I feel like if you do, something's going to happen on that bike trip, and your true feelings are going to come out, and you're going to jeopardize your job. So you have to like continue to stay away from him.
What you got, Cass?
I want to know how the boss keeps finding out about your rides with your friends.
Might be on Instagram, social, something like that.
Well, then what I would say is let the boss invite you on a ride. Just be like, hey, this is a really close friend group, but I'd love to go on a ride for you sometime. Let me know, and you can set it up.
Mm.
So that way, the boss is still getting a ride with you, but you're not having to let him infiltrate your friend group.
That's pretty good.
Not a bad idea.
I wouldn't let the boss come.
No.
I like to try to ride him into the dirt idea. It
me
sounds
too.
Fun.
I
like the idea of it. But then it feels like it's going to turn into one of those movies where it completely goes against what he thought, and then now you're going to have to like really be with the boss all the time on these trips, so... No, I would continue to avoid it as best I could.
Yeah, it seems like he's got a little bit of bitterness, like riding his ass into the dirt. I'm with Kristen. Nothing good could come from this. Aww. You're going to go on this trip. You're going to be mad that he's there. And all you're going to want to do is make him look stupid. So just cut your losses. It'd be easier to just like not let him come than let him come and have it be an awful time.
Let's play out the first scenario, right? The one that Mo and I knee-jerk reaction kind of like. I think that this guy has the boss has no idea what he's getting into on rides like this. And I think inviting him and look, everybody else isn't going to be busting their ass. You guys are just going on the same ride you normally do. The boss won't be able to keep up. It will be miserable for him. And I do not think he will sign up for a second trip. And you get credit for bringing him along in the first place.
No, but you also have to think, depending on the type of personality this boss has, if you embarrass him or he feels embarrassed, he could lash out at you at work. Like, if you make him look stupid on this bike ride, that could have repercussions for you in the office.
Are you making him look stupid if he just can't keep up?
You're not, but you can't control how he perceives it, and he might perceive it as you trying to make him look stupid in front of your friends that he doesn't know how to mountain bike when he's been the one bugging you. It's all about perception and how each individual person, and that is a possibility that he looks at this and feels embarrassed and gets upset, and then ultimately, where's he going to take it out on you? At work, because he's your boss.
True.
I feel like with my luck, he would come out there and be amazing.
Yeah.
I know, right?
He'd pass you up.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.